I wish the windows were more open so we could see the beautiful sun shining in. But you know, I'm sure we all agree that a sunny day makes things seem brighter and even more beautiful.
我希望我们那个窗户可以打开，我们就可以感受到更多的阳光啊。然后那个平时呢，我们就是我们看到那个有阳光的时候，我们的心情会更好啊。
Somehow on a dark, gloomy day, the mountains were surrounded a bit. They're still beautiful, but on a clear, sunny day, we realize that more clearly.
在一个阴天的时候呢，那个我们事实上我们周围的那个山啊，都还是依然是美丽的。但是在阳光晴朗的那个时候呢，我们会更清楚的意识到这一点。
That's not what I want you to necessarily realize more today about how beautiful the mountains are, but how beautiful God is and how His spiritual blessings are beautiful.
Yeah, 这是我今天想让更清楚地认识到，就是不是山有多么美丽，而是上帝是多么的美丽，他的属灵给我们的祝福是多么的美好。
Do me a favor, close your eyes and just picture, or better feel your heart being flooded with God's light.
大家来给我帮一个忙，闭上你的眼睛，来感受一下那个上帝的光在你的内心里充满。
Now, I expect to see some smiles on your faces. In fact, I hope you can feel some unexplainable joy coming from God's Holy Spirit.
对，我可以看到你们脸上都会，当闭上眼睛都会带有笑容啊。事实上，我也希望你们从上帝的圣灵中能够感到一些无法解释的快乐。
Okay, open your eyes. In this first half of the chapter of Ephesians, we went through together a few weeks ago. We saw the spiritual blessings that Paul wanted to remind the Ephesians of.
大家可以睁开眼睛的，在就是在本这是在本章的前半部分前几周前我们去学习过，就是我们看到了保罗想要提醒以弗所人关于神的这个对我们的祝福。
These were blessings that not only they had then, but they always would have.As guaranteed by the Holy Spirit.
对，祝福不仅他们拥有，而且是总是能够得到圣灵的这个确认和保证。
We should realize that some of the letters that Paul wrote were actually being passed around to other churches in that area, which may likely be the case for this to the Ephesians.
我们也应该意识到，就是保罗所写的一些信件。实际上是给其他教会的，在这里对以弗所人这个所说这个灵里的祝福呢，也可能是这种情况。
So in a broad sense, these were letters that were written to the body, to the church at large.
换句话就是对于上帝子民，耶稣的所有信徒及一个教会，他是就是。整个都是这样的，就是都会写给所有的人啊。
Yeah, so it's no stretch to say that this is written to this church, okay, and many, many years after the fact, though.
就是说在那一段时间之后的许多年里，就是他其实只是写给教会的这一部分，其实是并不容易的。
So this first section, or the second section of the first chapter with Paul, starts as he prays for these people.
这个部分呢，或者这个部分的第二章是开始是以保罗写的他写给这个他的信，以是他对这个以弗所教会会众的这个祷告开始的。
Now it's a prayer of thanksgiving.But also special request for these group of believers.
这是关于感恩的祷告，但也是呢对这群信徒的特殊的祷告。
Let's look at these prayer requests, and when we're finished, let me know if you would like to be prayed for in this way.
对，让我们看看这些祷告的内容。当我们结束今天的敬拜的时候，你也可以告诉我是否你需要这样的祷告。
Of course, I have to tell you that Pastor Gary and I pray these type of requests for you, even without your permission.
当然呢，我也想告诉你，就是赵牧师和我经常也在没有你们许可情况下给你们做这样的祷告。
Let's pray together, and then we'll read Ephesians 1, 16 through 21.
让我们来祷告，然后我们来读那个以弗所书的一章十六节到二十一节。
Father, we pray that you not only open our eyes, but open our ears and our heart to understand the words you have for us today. Pray that the message here would be clear to each of us.And would indeed touch each one of our hearts so that we're closer to you as we see in these prayer requests that we would receive those for ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It might be a little different. Verses 16 through 21 of Ephesians 1.I have never stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding so that you might grow in your knowledge of God. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you may understand the wonderful future He has promised to those He called.I want you to realize what a rich and glorious inheritance He has given to His people. I pray that you will begin to understand the incredible greatness of His power for us who believe in Him. This is the mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated Him at the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Now He is far above any ruler,or authority, or power, is far above, or anything else in this world, or in the world to come.
Do we need to read in Chinese? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
以弗所书一章的十六节到二十一节，我们一起读啊。你们翻到了吗？就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神。荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给你们使你们真知道他并且照明你们心中的眼睛使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望在他圣徒中得到的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀并知道他向我们这信的人所信赐的能力是何等浩大就是照他在基督徒上所运行的大能大力使他从死里复活教他在天上坐自己的右边远超一切执政的掌权的有能的主治的和一切有名的不但是今世的连来世的也都超过了
So these are the requests that Paul prayed for the Ephesians and will be prayed for you today
这些呢就是保罗为以弗所人所祷告的内容今天我们也会为你们祷告
One, that you grow in your knowledge of God
第一条就是为你们在上帝的认识上有所成长而祷告
Two, that you understand the confident hope He has given to those He called
就是第二就是让你们可以明白神给他所召唤的人带来的自信的这种希望。
And three, that you understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us.
第三就是祷告让你明白上帝对我们的力量是令人难以置信的伟大。
Now it's important to see that Paul feels, and I agree, there's a process that leads to the end result of each of these requests.
对，重要的是要看到保罗感觉到并且我也是这样同意的就是有一个过程导致每个这样祷告的最终的结果
So the first prayer request is that you grow in your knowledge of God.
第一个祷告就是要求你们可能在对上帝的认识上能够成长。
Now one of the first things you can see is this is an ongoing process. It's not immediate when you become a Christian.
对，从这里你可以明白就是这是一个持续的过程，而不是当下你成为一个基督徒就会立即发生的事情。
Another thing that you can see is that, I hope you know, God is an infinite God with infinite attributes, and each of these to an infinite degree.
对，另外一个其实我们要明白的就是我们的上帝是一个无限的上帝，它具有无限的属性，每一个属性都是无限的。
Also, I want you to know that it's different knowing God than knowing about God.
这里我也想让大家能够区分就是认识上帝和了解就是认识关于上帝呢是不同的，一个是认识上帝，一个是知道上帝关于上帝的一些事情。
Now both can be important, but knowing God involves a relationship, whereas knowing about God can be just an intellectual knowledge.
这两个其实都很重要，但是认识真正的认识神是一种建立一种关系，而了解上帝呢，就是知道上帝的事情呢，只是可能是一些增加你知识方面的一些东西。
We're told in the Bible that knowing God is the most precious relationship we can have.
对，我们在圣经中可以学到就是认识上帝是生命中最宝贵的关系。
Now I know a lot of facts about Pat, and I'm glad I do. I know her birthday. I know her favorite ice cream.Other things like that.
我知道很多关于Pat 就是 Pastor Mike 的夫人哈，他的一些很多的事情，他也很开心他能够做到这样比如说他的生日啊，他最喜欢吃的冰激凌的口味是什么的。
But some things I can only know by an experience that I have with her, a loving relationship.
但是有些事情呢他仅仅的知道是通过他与 Pat 的亲身关系才能够所经历的。
Now, some people can tell me, and they have, that Pat is a very kind and caring person.
比如说有些人可以告诉我说 Pat 是一个非常善良有爱心的人。
I can say that that is knowing things about her, but only when I experience her kindness and care.
就是说我可以说了解他的事情就是仅仅当我真实的经历了他的这种友善和关心的时候。
Only then can I say I have this knowledge of Pat, and I do many times over.
Yeah, 我只是当我体谅但我在这样的情况下我只是说我可以真正的对Pat 才有认识。
Sometimes we call this first-hand knowledge.
这个就是我们经常所说的第一手资料，第一手的知识。
That's the kind of knowledge of God that Paul is praying for these believers, and that this knowledge or experience of relationship will grow and grow for them.
这就是这就是关于上帝的知识保罗为这些信徒所祷告的这种关于关系的知识或经验呢会为他们的成长呢一直会伴随着他们成长。
Now Paul already knows or he tells us that the Ephesian believers were known for their faith and their love.
保罗告诉过我们就是说以弗所信徒他们的是因为他们的信仰和爱而得名的。
But they still had room to grow, and that growth he's praying for only comes about by the working in their lives of the Holy Spirit.
对，但是他们仍然有成长的空间。他祷告的成长，只是因为上帝的圣灵的这个动工才能够得来的。
He is actually the spirit of wisdom that we see here, and he gives us insight that is unlike anything that the world can give us.
对，神他是一个智慧的灵，他给我们的洞察力是这个世界所不能提供的。
God has revealed himself to us through Jesus Christ, as Colossians 1:15 says, and it tells us Christ is the visible image of the invisible God.
对，上帝首先通过耶稣基督向我们显明了自己。正如哥罗西书一章十五节所着，告诉我们，基督是无形神可见的形象。
Now he existed before anything that was created, and he's supreme over all creation. But God continues to reveal himself to us through his Holy Spirit.
对，在创造任何事物之前，他就存在，并且在所有创造物中都是至高无上的。他也继续通过他的圣灵向我们显示着他自己。
The Holy Spirit's wisdom not only leads us toward Him, but also leads us away from false teaching.
对，神呢，他圣灵的智慧呢，不仅教导我们，也时常让我们远离错误的影响。
So just like other church locations that Paul wrote to, there was a teaching going around.That a person needs Jesus plus other human philosophies to be complete.
就像保罗所写给其他教会就是写的信一样，就是说这里他有这样，当时有这样一种流行的就是在教会中流行一种这样的说法，就是说教导人们成长的不仅需要耶稣，还需要一些同时需要一些人类的一些智慧者。
This is not true then, and it's not true now, even though there is still that type of teaching going around.
对，其实这不是对的，在现在来讲也不是对的。其实在现在这个世界，还有一些人也在就是采用同样的这种做法。就是既又相信耶稣基督呢，也同时也去相信一些所谓的智慧人、智慧的这些长者什么的。
Even so, we don't lose hope. We have Jesus, and He is all we need.
Yeah, 但是即使如此呢，我们也不会失去希望，因为耶稣是我们永恒的希望。
That's why we have the second request that you understand the confident hope.He has given to those he called.
对，这就是为什么我们有第二个祷告的请求，就是让你理解神给他所召唤的人这种自信的希望。
Now this is the end result of that prayer request, but what's the process that brings this about?
这是这个祷告请求的最终结果，但是但在这个过程这个过程是什么呢？
Once again, it involves the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit is our illuminator.
对，那这个过程呢，就会再次涉及到圣灵对我们的影响。圣灵，才是我们真正的启示者。
The moving of the Spirit often gives light, as in creation. The Holy Spirit was hovering over darkness, and then God said,Let there be light.
对，圣灵的移动经常是在创造中会发出光亮，就像圣灵在黑暗中盘旋，然后呢，上帝他就说，让我们有光。
Now I asked you earlier to close your eyes and to feel your heart being flooded with light.
对，我刚开始的时候让您闭上眼睛，不知道你们可以是否感受到了这个上帝的光在你们内心充满。
So many would ask, how can I see the light without opening my eyes?
很多人会问，就是如果不睁开眼睛，怎么会看到光呢？
The light from the Holy Spirit doesn't require your eyes to be open, and it can have the same warming effect on us, but it also affects our thinking.
对，就是来自圣灵的光是必须要你的眼睛睁开的。因为它可以在我们内心产生温暖的效果，它同时也会影响我们的思维。
In Scripture, it seems to put more emphasis on the heart, understanding of the heart than the head.
对，事实上在圣经中有很多地方强调对心灵理解多于对我们大脑的这种理解。
The heart in the scripture is often used as a word for the soul or the whole spiritual nature in people.
对，我们经常使用圣经中的这个心这个词呢，也正像我们用这个灵魂使用灵魂这个词是相近的，来特定指定我们整个属灵的这个本性。
So Paul's prayer request recognizes that even after God reveals his plan of salvation and the knowledge of himself to believers,
yeah, 保罗的祷告承认即使上帝向信徒揭示了他的救恩计划和对自己的认识，他们仍需要圣灵的这个光照来把握祝福的这个重要性。
They still required the illumination of his Holy Spirit to grasp the magnitude of his blessings.
就刚开始就是说他们还是需要靠着圣灵来理解这个神带给我们的祝福。
Paul prays that believers will comprehend the blessings that are theirs in Christ.
对，保罗的祷告信徒会领悟基督里的这种祝福。
Now, Scripture often says, gives us example that some people's eyes are ready for a bright light and some people aren't, especially if they've just come out of the darkness.
对，圣经也给我们举例说明一些人的眼睛是如何准备好迎接光明的，另一些人却没有，特别是对于这些人刚刚从黑暗中走出来的人。
It even tells us that some people want to stay in the darkness.
甚至有些人呢，他们想一直留在黑暗中。
You may be aware that there's actually therapy today where a very bright natural light can be used to purify or disinfect some things by killing bacteria and even treating depression.
对，其实你也会可能你们有些人知道，就是说自然的光哈，它也有净化和这个杀菌的功能，就比如说可以他们光可以杀死细菌哈。然后也可以消毒，甚至自然光也可以用来治疗抑郁症。
But not everyone wants to be purified for the Lord, to have all the ungodly traits and thoughts taken out of their hearts.
但并不是每个人都希望得到神的净化，施主从他们心中取出所有不敬虔的特征和思想。
Malachi 3:3 says God will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, and they will bring offerings in righteousness to the Lord.
对，在马拉基书三章三节中，上帝将作为炼银器和银子的洁净者，他将净化利未的儿子，像金一样的提炼他们然后他们就会把义呢献给耶和华。
So we can also ask God to purify our hearts. We are desiring a fuller understanding of the hope to which God has called us.
对，我们也可以请求上帝用他的光来充满我们的心，用洁净之火炼化我们的心，来洁净我们的心。
And he can do this by flooding our hearts with his light, and or by refining our hearts with his cleansing fire.
就是我们就是希望上帝用他的炼火的这种能量来净化我们。
So this is not merely the outward call of the gospel to his children, but also the call of God by the Spirit on our life for his purpose.
这不仅仅是福音的外在召唤，对他的孩子召唤，而且是圣灵召唤上帝为我们的生命来实现我们生命意义的这种召唤。
So just like the Old Testament priest, this is to have a righteous offering of our lives to him.
就像昼夜中的祭司一样，他们就是要为我们为这个民众提供这种正义的这种奉献。
To better realize that we are holy people who are His rich and glorious inheritance.
对，为了更好的认识，我们是他圣洁的这个子民，是他丰富而荣耀的这个遗产。
So we have an inheritance for us, but have you thought much about being a precious inheritance to God?
对，我们常常被提醒说我们是神的遗产，但是我们是否认真的想过我们是上帝宝贵的遗产？
This indicates how precious His people are to Him.
这表明他的子民对他有多宝贵。
They are, we are, what He looks forward to enjoying forever.
他们是，我们也是。神期待我们可以永远的这个享受。
Before the Holy Spirit would shine His lights into the Ephesians' hearts, these believers had information of the spiritual blessing, which they already possessed, but not a full understanding.
对，在圣灵将上帝的亮光照进以弗所信徒的心中之前呢，其实这信徒已经知道了他们关于这种属灵的祝福，只是他们还没有深刻的理解。
True story about William Randolph Hearst, a very wealthy man, who he told one of his agents that there was this precious painting that he had to have. Go buy it at any cost.
对，这里有个真实的故事，就是有个人叫鲁道夫Hearst， 他是个非常有钱的人。他曾经告诉他下面的一个人，一位经纪人，到世界各地去寻找一幅非常这个就是昂贵的，非常这个有价值的一幅画。
He had to search all the galleries, and after many many months of searching, he came back and told Mr. Hearst that he found it.
对，这个经纪人经过了到几好好多月的好好好多个月的努力，在不同的画廊去寻找，最终呢，他告诉了他这个刚刚这个有钱的人说，他找到这幅画。
In fact, it was in one of his warehouses, and had been there for many years.
事实上，这幅画就在这个有钱人自己的一个仓库里面。
Now we may laugh at that, but he already had this object of his great desire, but he wasn't enjoying it.
对，就是说，可能我们会笑，实际上他已经有了这，他自己早就拥有了这个，这幅很伟大的作品，只是他一直没有，去喜欢它。
So Paul prayed that Ephesians would be spared from an endless searching for a spiritual blessing.
对，事实上，保罗，祷告，以弗所的众信徒不要无休的去寻找其他的特别的，祝福。
Instead, to see that their great God had already given them all they need to be enjoyed.
对，相反呢，就是保罗希望他们能够看到，这个伟大的上帝已经赐给了他们所需要的，这种祝福。
And you know what's great about that? We can have that individually, and we can have it as a community of believers also.
对，另一件这个很值得。这个提的事情是，神给我们祝福不仅可以单独的享受，也可以作为一个我们信徒的一个群体来共同拥有。
A writer talked about an elderly woman that stood in her doorway and looked out, shaded her eyes, and looked out at the sun, the warming sun on her.
对，有一位作家提到了一位苏格兰，他在他的家门口。在阳光中沐浴，看着这种这个树的阴影，体会这种阳光带的温暖。
As she basked in the sun, she said, "I've got a whole sun to myself."
对，她在这种温暖中，她看着阳光，她把自己眼睛遮着时候，她说，我给自己呢一个整个太阳。
And in a sense, Every child of God can say, I've got the Son, S-O-N, all to myself.
对，从某种意义上讲，我们上帝的每一个孩子都可以说，我们已经把神的儿子，都归给了我们每个人自己。
The joy, the assurance, the peace, and the awareness of His presence are just a few of the many benefits that are given without measure for every believer.
喜乐、保证、和平以及对他存在的认识，只是每个信徒所享受的许多益处的益处中的益处，许多益处，中的一小部分。
It should also bring us joy in knowing God's gracious gift of salvation and those spiritual blessings can be experienced by all believers.
对，这个真理，也应该让我们感到快乐，因为他们知道，上帝，赐予恩典的恩惠，所有相信都可以，体会到这个所有的祝福。
See, we fully enjoy these blessings without taking away in the least from the enjoyment of others.
对，我们可以在不减少其他人享受的情况下，可以充分享受这样的祝福。
That's because God's blessings are limitless to all His children.
对，上帝的祝福对他所有的孩子都是无限的。
This is true, of course, because everything about God is limitless.
这当然是对的，因为关于我们的神，他是一切都是无限的。
Certainly our God is almighty, all-powerful, and we should realize His power is in our lives.
对，当然我们的神是全能的，是全然的，我们应该在生活中能够体会到他这种伟大的能力。
That's why the final prayer request today is that you understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us.
这就是为什么今天的最后一个祷告，就是让我们明白上帝对我们的力量是不可思议的伟大。
You may notice that while a prayer request is for each individual, it is to understand that we have these blessings and this power together.
你可能会注意到，虽然每个人都有祷告祈求，但是要我们明白，因为这些祝福和力量是非常重要的。
We need to understand these blessings are intended to share among the family of God.
这是一种特别的要理解的，就是这些祝福是在上帝的家庭里面所分享的。
So Paul prays that the church will gain a deep insight into the Lord's powerful working and spiritual blessings in Christ.
对，保罗就是祷告，这个以弗所教会要有个对非常深入的理解，这个在基督里面所谓的工作和属灵的祝福。
The great power of God is for all who believe.
对，上帝的大能是为所有所相信的人准备而存在的。
So once again, this is the power that's already been applied in becoming Christians, but he wants them to know there's plenty more where that came from.
对，这是再次的，就是说明，就是说，当这些人成为基督徒，就是所表现出的这种伟大能力，但是神呢，也希望他们能够，这个信徒啊，能够知道。还有更多的能量，更多力量可以从神他这里可以得到。
Paul wants them to also realize the power of the living God Christ is far greater than all the competing powers.
神也希望信徒们可以充分的认识到，这个永生的上帝在基督里的能力是远远大于所有其他有竞争的能力的。
We're told about these competing powers in 1 John 4:4, and he says, "Little children." You are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
对，正如我们在约翰一书四章四节所说的，就是说，孩子，你们都是上帝来的，你们在你们的人都是被大大的这个充满能量的，比所以世界的人更有能力。
And take note here, God's power which He gave from eternal life to us.Is the same power which raised Christ from the dead.
对，上帝给我们每个人这种永生的能力，实际上是让基督从死里复活的能力是一样的。
In fact, when Paul prays for them to realize this power, he uses words like we use for dynamite.
当保罗祈求信徒们能够认识到他们所拥有的能力的时候，他会使用像我们用现在来谈论这个有非常威力的炸药的这种形容词。
And Paul is telling them for what they have. He tells them it's based on the one who has all power and authority for now and all times to come.
当保罗告诉他们所拥有的东西的时候，他告诉他们这是基于现在和将来所有时候都拥有的权利和权威的那个人。
His glory is above all angels, evil spirits, whether in this present time or the time to come.
对，这表明这个神的荣耀是高于天使，高于任何邪灵的，不论是现在的状态，也还是在未来的时候。
Verse 21, He is far above all rule and authority and power and dominion.
对，在我们刚刚读的这个一章二十一节说的是，他远远超过所有统治和权威，权力还有统治。
Now there's a good reason this prayer request is related to understanding our calling in God.
我相信就是我认为这个最后这个祷告的请求和我们理解对神对我们的召唤是有密切关系的。
And so we do realize that we do have the power to answer his call.
对，就是我们要意识到我们有能力去回应神的呼召。
We have all the power from the Holy Spirit to be all that God wants us to be.
对，我们有圣灵的能力，成为上帝希望我们成为的那样的样子。
Now we'll go on to see more from Paul on the subject about using our gifts given to us from him later in Ephesians. We'll get to that.
对，我们将继续从保罗那里看到关于利用他给以弗所书信中所提的这种关于给予我们信徒荣耀的这种这样的主题。
But for now, I need to remind anyone that's here that has not yet accepted these incredible blessings from God by putting their faith in Jesus as their Savior and Lord.
对，我在现在呢，我想就提醒就是这个一些人就是还没有接受上帝这种大能的不可思议祝福的人。
Every day, including today, is a good time to do that.
就是包括今天在内，每一天都是去这样做的一个好，就去信赖神对我们的祝福。
Let's pray.
来，我们来祷告。
God, we thank you for your word that reveals yourself to us, gives us the knowledge of you, but we're also thankful for your Holy Spirit that makes that meaningful by shining the light into our hearts to really know you. So we do pray that that's the case. We pray that we use the word that we have and that we receive the blessings from that. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.